Okay, Bezrat Hashem, more Neis Nisters in the Megillah. We're up to number 9, which is in Perek Hey, which is as follows. Haman's advisors gave him advice to do what? Yasu Eitz, Yeloa Chamishim Am. Make the tree 50 amas tall. Woo! 50 amas tall.
Make the tree?
Right, to kill Mordechai.
The hanging post.
What was the idea behind having the tree 50 amas tall?
Everyone
should see it. No, Haman's. I'm getting back at Mordechai now. I'm killing Mordechai. He's my enemy. The whole city's going to see. 50 amas is tall. It's around 75 to 80. No, 50 amas is between 75 and 100 feet. It's huge. A foot and a half or 2 feet. It's a machlokas. The standard shot is a foot and a half. Right, the standard shot is a foot and a half. And some say 2 feet. There's a place that you can go. There's a place, Ne'ot Ketumim. It's like hands-on halacha. They build like all the weird sukkahs in the Sechah Sukkah. If you live in Israel, which is a good thing to do, when you live in Israel.
Oh.
So then when you look for a Hanukkah thing for your family, a tiyul for your family, a sukkah thing, people go there. And like, you know, they'll have a sukkah like less than 10 tefachim, this tall. They'll have sukkahs on camels, all the weird things in the Gemara. Then they have a sukkah 20 amas tall, and you walk in. And
possible,
it's, yeah, it's possible, 22 amas tall. So you can't imagine, it's called Ne'ot Ketumim. It's a place. And imagine 2.5 times. Oh, guys. So what do the Malbim and the Gross say? Haman killed himself. Why? Because later, at the second party, when Esther says to Ahasuerus, that's the bad guy, Haman's the bad guy, and Ahasuerus is upset, and he's deciding what to do, and he's deciding should he kill him or not, and then Charvona says, and look, there's, Charvona says, look, there's the tree. He says, look, Ahasuerus, there's the tree that Haman wanted to use to kill Mordechai. Charvona was in there. He was one of the advisors to the king. And Charvona pointed out, look, Ahasuerus, Haman's a bad guy. He's so bad, he wanted to kill Mordechai on that tree. And when Ahasuerus saw the tree, whoa, that's it, kill him. Kill Haman. In other words, seeing the tree is what clinched Ahasuerus' decision to kill Haman. Seeing the tree is what clinched Ahasuerus' decision to kill Haman. And why did he see the tree? Because Haman built it so tall.
Oh.
So that's the Neis Nister, it turns around. Because Haman was such the Baal Gaiva, and he built the tree so tall. If the tree had been a regular 10 amos tree, or a 20 amos tree, maybe Ahasuerus couldn't have seen the tree from the palace. And then maybe he would have calmed down. Once he would have calmed, Haman could have bribed him. So therefore, the fact that the tree was so tall, Mr. Kasover, you got this, is nice. You with me? Haman made the tree so tall for his own purposes. But why was the tree so tall? Because Hashem wanted Muhammad to be killed, the Derech Neis Nister. Is this a miracle? Is it a miracle that the tree is 50 amas tall? Yes or no? No. It's a quote-unquote coincidence that it was so tall. But that coincidence, that he made it so tall, he killed himself. So, Hashkacha Pratis, exactly. Haman kills himself again. That's pointed out by both the Gra and the Malbim, the number 9. Yes. Language? What's the language? What if Haman would have said, oh, by the way, he wanted to kill Mordechai, but without the tree? No. Eino doma shmir l'ri'ya. Seeing it is different than hearing. It was seeing it clinched it. Hearing about it, oh, by the way, he wanted to kill Mordechai. Okay, that would have had an impact. But seeing the tree, whoa, that had the big. Okay, now, guys, now you have to sit back and relax. You're about to understand what the Megillas Esther is all about. This is a special moment in your lives. I'm not kidding.
I'm excited.
This is source number 10. Brin's perfect slap shot off of a good feed. What was a hush of a moment? Hush of a moment.
Not as good as this.
Fuchs's dish out for an assist to number 6 was a good move. And Fuchs also ran the whole It would have been a more chashuv moment had they won. Okay, whatever.
Ari,
okay, what can you do? Life's not perfect. Ari fukes. Okay. Now, however, now we're going to understand the Megillah. Okay, guys?
Listen, he has a curse. Never want to ship in a
Megillah. Balai lahu. Balai lahu. No, the
what do you mean?
Once he cursed. And won a championship.
What? He won a championship.
He wins a championship every day. He's a yid.
He came back showing up there. Woo! He learns.
Where's the trophy? I don't see no ring. Trophy's not on the apple.
He is one of the most consistent guys in the yeshiva. He doesn't miss.
Actually, I didn't see that shirt yesterday.
He doesn't miss. And the fact that there's one guy, I can't beat this guy in hockey. Okay, so you can do. That's not what life's about.
I'm serious, buddy.
I want to hear an Ayin Tov because he needs it now because of the curse. Yeah.
The Ayin Tov is the whole year so far. Whenever I come into the cave, I have Malcolm in the cave. Steve's Malcolm is like in the cave on the right side. He's always there, and I always come in. I'm like, Steve's here. Stevie's here, Baruch Hashem.
Beautiful Ayin Tova. And Stevie is
here.
Let's go.
It's Amen.
He has them.
Okay, everybody, stay back here. Guys, all this is on Ayin Tova, guys. Okay. Okay, let's go. Okay, now here we go. Guys, we're about to understand the whole Megillah. Guys, number 10. Balaylo hahu nadadosh nas hamelech. Now, on that night, the king couldn't sleep. Now you have to understand something. The pshat is, listen carefully, and let's get the whole thing, it'll take a few minutes. This is the night between the two parties. Esther invited Ahasuerus and Haman to one party. It was the first party. And now, she said, I want a second party. She wanted to build up the suspense. This is the night between the two parties. Okay? And the next morning was the second party. And the next morning is when Haman's killed. Okay? So you understand what's happening here? This is the night between the two parties. And now. So the king couldn't sleep. Ahasuerus couldn't sleep. We'll discuss that. Now, Chazal, there's a minhag that whenever the Megillah says HaMelech, it's not a reference only to Ahasuerus. That's Pashut Pshat. It's also a reference to Hashem, the Melech. When it says Melech, it means Ahasuerus. When it says HaMelech, it means Ahasuerus, and there's a deep reference to Hashem as well. So this means Hashem couldn't sleep. What does that mean? Hashem never sleeps. This means tonight's when Hashem woke up. And tonight is when the Yeshua, the salvation of the Jewish people, it comes together. So when you understand what happens on this night, you understand how the whole Megillah fits together. You can't believe this is the most ultimate thing. Once you hear this, this is a game changer. This is a game changer. The fluke goal off the bat of Bethlehem was a game changer. But this is a bigger game. But that was a fluke goal. Right, whatever. Anyway, this is the game changer of your approach to Purim and maybe B'zat Hashem your whole life. You have to understand God runs the whole world. Now watch this. Okay. This is the night between the two parties. This night, Haman is at the peak of his power. You have to understand something. We read the Megillah. Haman didn't have the Megillah. Haman didn't know anything about the first five prakim. You're Haman. You're at the peak of your power. You're fabulously wealthy, beyond belief almost. You're second in power only to the king. Haman thinks the queen likes him. Why? Because he's invited to the parties. So Haman thinks, not only am I second in command to the king, the queen likes me a lot. He is rich, very famous, lots of kids. The Chazal say he had a lot of kids. He had a lot of kids, massive family. Everyone's bowing down to him. Chazal say he had more than 10, maybe. Everyone's bowing down to him. He has all the power and all the covet in the world. And there's one thing bugging him. He has an enemy, Mordechai. So that's the only thing bothering Haman. And tonight, his family advised him. Tonight, his family, you know what? Go to Ahasuerus to get Haman killed. No. I need 10 minutes. That 10 minutes, I'll take it. So he's walking over. to have Haman killed. So if you're Mordechai killed. So if you're Haman, you're at the peak of your power, you're mamish as high as you can be in every area of life, and the little one thing bugging you, you're about to get rid of. And he's walking over to Achashverosh, and he's in the best mood of his life, the peak of his power, and he's going to get Mordechai killed. Now, he's on his way to Achashverosh to get Mordechai killed, and the king can't sleep. That's a coincidence. In other words, he slept the other nights, so it's a coincidence, hashgacha, that the same night that Haman, at the peak of his power, is about to have Mordechai killed, that same night the king can't sleep. That's a coincidence, a small coincidence, you know. A coincidence the size of New Jersey. Okay. Small. New Jersey's not that big. It's a small state. Then he can't sleep. So now, how do you put him back to sleep? So you read from his book. Okay, read from the king's diaries. Now, that's another coincidence. You could have put him to sleep in other ways. Maybe music, maybe a glass of milk. So the fact that they chose to read from the king's diaries, that night is a bigger coincidence. That's already a coincidence the size of Ohio.
Ooh. Yeah.
Why did they choose that? And now they're reading from the book. Guys, you have to say, they're reading from the book. And they choose to read about an event that happened, this is the key sentence, 5 years ago. In other words, you have a book that's, 4,000 pages long. Everything which happens is there. And they pick out something which happened 5 years ago that Mordechai saved the king's life and was never rewarded. So Haman's walking over, wanting to kill Mordechai. The king can't sleep, size of New Jersey. They read from the book, size of Ohio. And they read about Mordechai. He's the guy that Haman wants to have killed. That's a coincidence the size of
Texas,
maybe even Alaska. That's a one in a quadrillion. Madagascar is big. That's a coincidence, a one in a quadrillion. Listen carefully. The fact that those two things happened on the same night is the ultimate coincidence in the Megillah. That's a one in a super quadrillion. If you would have written a movie with that, they would have said, get rid of this movie, it's too much of a coincidence, no one's going to believe it, that could happen. That's the ultimate coincidence in the Megillah, that the night that Haman wanted Mordechai, he could have killed Mordechai any day of the year. It's that night. That night, king can't sleep, New Jersey. They read from his diaries, Ohio, and they read about that guy who he wants killed, that what happened 5 years ago. The microfilm, the microfilm was gone already. That's a one in a quadzillion. That happened the same night. That's the ultimate coincidence in the Megillah. That's what it means God woke up. Of course he was always, that's when we saw God waking up. Now we see, the whole first paragraph of the Megillah now makes sense. Vashti's killed, Esther's queen, appoints Mordechai, and then he saves Bigson and Seresh. Now it all makes sense. The first two prakim of the Megillah lead up to this. Now the whole Megillah comes together. Everything in the Megillah led up to this night, which is the one in a quadzillion coincidence in the Megillah. You got it? That's the ultimate Nes Nister in the Megillah. That night, that's why it says HaMelech, Hashem woke up. And now it all comes together. Now. Is that clear what I just said? Is that clear, Mr. Shimon? That's the one with quadrillion. Okay, now. By the way, Chazal tell us something to make it even sharper. What did Chazal tell us? Chazal tell us that it was to the millisecond. Chazal say that he can't sleep and he wakes up and he says, Mordechai, I never helped Mordechai. What am I going to do? And there's a knock on the door. The knock on the door was Haman walking over. That Haman came into the chatzer at the moment that Achashverosh says, I need help with this. Who's the bechatzer? In other words, when Hashem works out a coincidence, hashgacha, it's down to the millisecond. Haman's walking over. He's in a great mood. The peak of his power. Achashverosh can't sleep. He wakes up. They read from the book. He's walking over. And as he gets to the punchline, I never helped Mordechai. What should I do? I'm here, Achashverosh. Come in. You got that's the one in a super quadzillion. If it happens for the second, okay. So now you're Haman, peak of your power. Achashverosh says, "Oh, Haman, there's a guy I want to give him reward for something. What should it be?" Haman thinks it's about himself. Right? Haman thinks he's talking about Haman, and he says, "Oh, take him through the tree, take him through the streets, and put him on the king's horse with the king's clothing through the streets, and announce Kafli Yaselish." So that's what Haman's saying to Achashverosh. Think
that's
that.
Idea.
Think that's Haman's idea. It's in the middle. Now, no. Achashverosh says, "Good idea, Haman. Do it to Mordechai." Now you're Haman now. Now the shock to hear that word again. We know it's coming. We know it's coming. We read the Megillah before, but we know the first five prophets. You're Haman. You're Haman. You know it's coming. Mordechai? What? He's the one I want killed. No, take Mordechai. So like Haman's in a total shock. Total shock. It's like, literally the worst thing that could happen to him. Literally the worst thing that could happen right now to Haman. The worst thing is to give Mordechai cover. He's the one I want killed. But okay, so help the Mordechai. So good. He's stuck. So now he takes him through the streets. Now, Esther understands what's happening. Esther has all the bathhouses and barbers closed in Shushan that day. And it's not a kavod for Mordechai. Mordechai, because he was fasting, he needed a haircut and a bath. So Haman, in his old previous life, was a bath attendant and a barber. So Haman had to bathe Mordechai and give him a haircut because there were no other bathhouses open. So Haman now, the biggest bizayon, the guy that he wants killed, he gives him a haircut and he runs the bath. Then he has to get onto the horse. And Mordechai's 2 weeks from 3 days of fasting. So Haman leans over to be the footstool, and Mordechai gets on the horse, and Mordechai kicks him when he's down, because he's a nobody. He showed when Hashem runs the world, the Jews are on top. He kicks him, and he's on the street. So now you're Haman. This is the guy. This is like your worst nightmare. But it gets worse than that. This is your worst nightmare. Your worst nightmare. The guy that you want dead. 3 hours ago, Haman was here, and the only thing bugging you was Mordechai. Just kill him. And now 3 hours later, he's in through the streets. He gave him a haircut and a bath, and he's crying out, "Here's the guy that the king loves." And he's walking along. Now, his daughter's up there on the third floor of the house, and she sees a guy leading someone else, and she gets confused. She gets confused, right? And so Haman's leading, Mordechai's on the horse. She assumed that it was Haman on the horse and Mordechai leading. So she took it says she took the dirty water and poured it onto Haman. Now, by the way, it wasn't, in Israel they say the sponge of water. It wasn't the sponge of water. It was the bedpan. Okay, let's leave it at that. Now, she pours it on his head. He looks up, and his daughter sees that she just poured it on her father's head, and she's so upset, she commits suicide in front of her father. She jumps off, she dies in front of her father. Haman sees that his daughter is dead in front, and he keeps on walking. Now, by the way, there's a good question. No. There's a good question. Didn't she know her father's voice? In other words, why did she think? This is a good question, by the way. The people ask this question. I have it in my Spurian book. Why did she think that Haman was on the horse and somebody else was guiding him?
If he's screaming,
let me talk. So one answer I saw is that Haman was such a Baal Gaiva, and she knew that he was a Baal Gaiva. She assumed he was on the horse calling out for himself. That she knew his voice. She knew his voice. She should recognize the voice. Why did she understand? Why did she recognize the voice? So the crier is in front. She assumed she knew her father. She assumed her father was crying out from on top of the horse, and somebody else was leading. I have them in my haggadah. Okay, good. Now. Haman comes home, he's in a depressed mood, he's covered in garbage, and again, you have to understand, 6 hours at the peak of his power, and his family's talking to him and saying, "Oh yeah, if it's Mordechai, if he's a Jew, you're in trouble," and they're discussing what to do, and it says, while they're talking, Odom Mitarimimo, Vayafilu, they rush into the second party. He didn't have time to bathe. In other words, while they were talking, before he washed up, he was covered in dirt, So before he has time to wash up, they rush to the second party. So he's at the second party, covered in garbage, sitting there. The Medrash says that he smelled and they didn't want to sit near him. And then, at the party, she says he's the bad guy, and he's hung on a tree. You have to understand this. In the course of 6 hours, Haman goes from here, you can't get higher than Haman. And 6 hours later, he's covered in garbage, hanging from a tree dead, with no miracles at all. It was all quote-unquote coincidence. That is Purim. Those 6 hours, starting when he walked over, till then, that's the most incredible. No miracles happened. It's a nace nister, a one in a quadzillion. Nothing special, nothing miraculous happened. That a guy goes from the top of the tower till hanging on a tree covered in garbage. And who sees it? The whole city sees it because 50 amos tall. This pasuk is, and this perek is the heart of the Megillah. This is nace nister. When Hashem's running the world, the one in a quadzillion could happen, and it does happen. And the guy's at the peak of his power. Tomorrow everything's gone. God runs the world, and Hashem is in control. And Haman, with no miracles happening, goes from here. You can't get lower than Haman. To be hanging from a tree, covered in garbage, that the whole city sees, this is not even is like less than an animal, hanging covered in garbage. And 6 hours earlier, at sunrise, he was mamish, the highest of the high, without any miracles. That's Hashem. That's Nes Nister. That is Purim. That's the Megillah. And this is the Simcha of Purim. Knowing God runs the world. God runs the world. And since we know God is Tov, whatever Hashem does is Tov. And sometimes difficult things happen. We don't really understand. But you have to know everything's good. God made the world. God runs the world. Ain't simcha k'ataras asfekos. When a person has no suffiks, that's a real statement. By the way, that statement is found in the Sfarim. In my sefer, I quote the Makoros. That's the ultimate simcha. God runs the world. God runs my life. Whatever happens, I'm in Hashem's hands. What's my only job? What's my only challenge in life? What's my only?
Serve Hashem.
What's my only
tafkid
in life? To make good decisions. Everything else Hashem takes care of. And that's the simcha. This is Purim. This pasuk and perek vav is Purim. No miracles. You got it? That's the most important pasuk. Hashem woke up. He's always awake. But then we see it. Okay.